You gotta call somebody.
Let me talk to you. Yeah. Chase McCabe, 1025-1063, the game. Let's talk to Joe Rexroad, one half of Robbie and Rexroad, morning 6 to 9 on 1025-1063, the game. It's been Rexy and Polly the last couple of weeks. What's up, Joe? How are you?
Yeah, you know, I kind of like that. Rexy and Polly. Okay, that's pretty good. And we certainly had some pilot episodes of Stilly and Polly that maybe blistered some eardrums, but got a lot of reaction for sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was sitting there listening this morning. I'd love to know, like, what it's like from your seat. Do you cringe? Do you kind of go, oh, where is this going? Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's entertaining.
I mean, some people who are actually watching it on the stream told me, like, if you have time, go back and watch because your reactions are hilarious. I mean, most of my reactions are just, like, busting out laughing and not being able to contain myself, you know? I mean, it does get a little chaotic in there, and it's like, okay, I have to stop one of them from talking here at some point, you know, to, like, go to break. But for the most part, high level of entertainment.
So a lot of Titans talk today, obviously, and I've been asking this question through my show. I know you guys talked about it a little bit with Stilly when he was on. I think Ryan Tannehill should play a couple series tomorrow. What do you think?
No, I don't. First of all, I don't trust the offensive line right now. I mean, like, I know, in fact, I think I saw something in the text line today. It was like, well, okay, well, if you're worried about that, why like a month from now do me any different? I mean, if you don't think an offensive line can get better in a month, I mean, they better be a lot better in a month. I mean, they absolutely need to. That's why they're working every day. Right now, I don't like how it looks. I wouldn't put him back there. I just don't. Like, I mean, the only reason, like, I guess you could have the entire starting offense out there. Like, if you're going to have Hopkins and Burks, okay, because you're working on timing. But, like, that is stuff. Timing and rhythm, those are reps you can work on in practice. Like, I don't see the value for Tannehill. We know what he is. It's a new offense, but, like, we know what Tannehill is. I wouldn't play the skill guys either because I don't see the value in having like Burks or Hopkins working on their timing with Malik Willis or Will Levis. So to me, it's just about the offensive line, and I those guys can work. That's a separate unit. You separate them out. Their chemistry, their rhythm, all that stuff in any sort of scenario against any opponent. I think there's value in them. And plus, think about the risk. The risk for Tannehill and a skill guy is that you are tackled to the ground in preseason games. You are tackled. In practice, you aren't. With offensive linemen, it's the same risk, basically, right? I mean, it's like, you could twist an ankle, you could get rolled up on. All those things can happen in practice. So all of which is to say, I think the Titans should play that first O-line the whole first half tomorrow and leave the skill guys out of it.
Okay, so at any point in the preseason, do you think that the starters, the skill guys, Tannehill should play, or are we going to continue status quo with Vrabel and keep him out?
Yeah, I just like the work that they get to me is work that can be done effectively in joint practices and practices, and even just like working together to the side. Like that's different to me than the work that you get in the trenches. So I think it's cool that some of these teams are like playing some of their quarterbacks and everything. I mean, that's great. It's a change. I would err on the side of caution with those guys because I don't think the reward of some series in a preseason game is worth the risk because you can get a lot of that same level or even in some cases better level of work, I think, in joint practices when you go best against best for like 2 hours.
Joe Rexroad is with us from Robbie and Rexroad. So I know you're at the airport. I don't know if you've seen this news, but do you know that you potentially may have a new coworker at the Athletic?
It's so funny you just said that. Just now in one of our Slack channels, someone's like, "Oh, how about this?" I'm like, "Oh, really? Okay, well, very interesting. I guess it's a trade. TD trades me Diana Russini. I'll give him Paul Kaharski. How about that? Well, call it even.
I think Paul's done that before, actually. But
That's right.
I think it's interesting that Diana Russini could potentially be making that move. But you mentioned the offensive line with the Titans. Is your concern the whole unit? Is it one person in particular, or is it still just so much of a work in progress that you're just evaluating?
I'm sorry, you said the offensive line.
Yeah, yeah. Like, is your concern the whole unit right now, or is it one individual in particular?
Well, I mean, look, I think that Andre Dillard is the most important question, and there's a high level of concern there based on what I've seen. And people have asked, like someone on the text line today was like, is he better than Dennis Daly? I'm like, yeah, I think he will be, but like, that bar is low. I just think right now tackle is the biggest concern. I've said this, I think Skoronski looks good, and he's going to be really good. I think he's their best lineman right now. I think Aaron Brewer at center is going to be fine. I think he fits there, and I think, you know, he can be an effective center. It's still a step down from Ben Jones, but I think they're fine there. I'm not sure about Brunskill. But overall, I think that some inside run stuff and some protection stuff has looked okay with the interior, and it's the tackles that are just – and obviously Nicholas Petitfrere will be there eventually, but the problem with the Titans is that they don't have the luxury of, like, their schedule is tougher early, you know? So it's just figuring out tackle, and this is where I think that if it just looks rough here – I think you do have to think about Skoronski outside. And I've been a big advocate of, like, if he's an all-pro left guard, let him play left guard. Let him play, like, his best position. But I think early in the season, you may have to go ahead and think about him at one of those tackle spots to be able to get through it.
Joe Rexroad is with us. Looking at the defensive side of the ball, who's somebody that you think will play tomorrow and that you want to see some things out of?
Yeah, well, certainly the linebacker spot. I'm sure we'll see Jack Gibbons and Monty Rice. I'd like to see Azeez Al-Shaair out there too, and I think he could be a guy who plays. It's going to be interesting. Like, you could make a case for a lot of those starters not playing. I mean, there's no way we'll see, like, Simmons, Autry, Byard, Hooker, you know, like Landry. Like, we don't see those guys. Like, what? Yeah, probably, right? I would put him after those guys, but probably we won't see Fulton. Will we see, like, will a Molden get a bunch of run in a game like this? I think that could be interesting. He's working at safety and slot. Will, like, McCreary, is he going to play? I don't know. I think it's probably the linebackers, and then after that it's sort of like evaluating the roster, you know?
Terrell Williams addressed the media yesterday as the head coach because he will be coaching this game. Now, I thought it was kind of interesting that Mike Vrabel said starters had been decided, and then Williams is like, well, we're going to have a meeting after practice today, so which is it? But, you know, I won't hold that against him too much. How do you think he is going to handle this? And do you think that Vrabel is going to, for the most part, stay out of the way, or is he going to insert himself a little bit more?
Well, I'm sure they had a meeting, but, yeah, you know, I would be willing to bet that the basic plan for personnel has been known by the coaches for a lot of the week, right? So I think Vrabel's out of the way. I don't see, unless I guess Terrell Williams, like, by golly, Ryan, I know you were wearing a baseball hat, but can you get out there and play some QB for me? And then Vrabel might say, no, you know. But, I mean, short of that, I think Vrabel will let him do what he can do. But I think the plan is already in place, right? I'm sure that they've already talked about quarterbacks here, there. Maybe it'll be a little bit of like, hey, T, whatever you think. Maybe if you want to put, you know, Willis back in for this series, you want to see this or that, go ahead. I think the plan of getting it, the evaluation and the general framework of what they're going to do has been laid out. So, yeah, I think Vrabel will probably hang out over there and slap guys on the helmet when they come off the field and, you know, eat some popcorn.
Yeah, I could see that too. Vrabel did bring up, though, that, you know, if he needs to remind them, hey, I want to see the kicker on the field, that he's willing to do that. I love that he brought that up because that's honestly been the biggest thing that I've been worried about is if it's fourth down and they're midfield and it's a long kick, put the damn kicker on the field. I want to see if they can make kicks, whether it's Shudak or Wolf, whoever it is, can make a big kick in a high-pressure situation.
I agree. I mean, I think if they have like a third and three from like the 35, or like let's say third and three from like the 32, kneel, take a knee and kick from the 35 and see if somebody can kick a 52, 53-yard field goal. I'm with you. I think the more pressure opportunities they can come up with for these kickers, and it's huge. It's huge to find out if either of these guys can be the guy because, again, it's just like with the offensive line. At some point, you have to now adjust and you have to pivot. And if they're not starting to feel really good about one of them, then you have to start looking at that at the veterans who are out there available in free agency.
Yeah, because my whole thing, Joe, is I would like to have the answer at kicker, you know, in the next week or so because it's important. But I don't want to have to be worrying about that, you know, the last week of the preseason. So I'm hoping one of these guys takes the job and we can move on.
Yeah, I would say, like, if you feel good about both and it's like a tough decision because they're both so good, then you have this game, maybe the joint practices, and one more game next week, you know. But if it's more like you're not sure because you're not sure if either of them is good enough, then I'm with you. Like, then you have to look elsewhere. So I would agree that, like, you don't want to go into, like, the last preseason game and still not know.
He is Joe Rexroad, one half of Robbie and Rexroad, or lately it's been Rexy and Polly. Joe, safe travels to Chicago, and we will look forward to hearing you on Monday.
All right, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe Rexroad, Robbie and Rexroad, morning 6 to 9 here on 102.5, 106.3. The game as the Titans will open the preseason tomorrow. He mentioned the offensive line. Do we think the offensive line we see on the field tomorrow will be the offensive line that's on the field against the New Orleans Saints? We'll discuss that next. Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.